place in my league. Got a blockbuster on my way and a pickup up my sleeve. They call my team insane, say I'm the one to beat. So you better bring your A game and start playing, cause every single week another win for me.
Yo, commissioner, you can just pay me now. City win first place, then take a bow. Finish on top, I'ma set the standard. Don't believe me, you could check the standings. When I draft, I make smart selections. Got more sleepers than a narcoleptic. Meet your match, kid, my lineup's nasty. It's far-fetched, thinking you might catch me. No surprise, I'm taking home the prize. Only time I rest is a playoff vibe.
Welcome to the Great Fantasy Baseball Invitational Podcast. I am Justin Mason, lead fantasy writer and analyst at Friends of Fantasy Benefits. .com. I have another fantastic show for you this week. Joining me on this episode is the great Tim McLeod from Prospects 361 and Patton & Company. He also has a new Facebook group, Baseball 365, which is a fantastic group of fantasy analysts and fantasy baseball players from beginner to expert. It's a great discussion group, so if you're looking for a place on Facebook to discuss fantasy baseball, go check that out, as well as all his work over on Prospects 361 and Patton & Company. Tim is a fantastic guy in the industry. One of my favorite people, has just always kind of been there within the industry to kind of help me out, and I finally got to meet him at Tout Wars this last year, and just a gem of a person, and really grateful that he was able to come on. A little bit of housekeeping. You can reach me on Twitter at JustinMasonFWFB. You can also find me on Facebook, as well as the Friends of Fantasy Benefits discussion group on Facebook. We also have a brand new website. I announced it last week, TGFBI.com, for the Great Fantasy Baseball Invitational, where you can see the standings in the amazing tableau that Smata has put together. You can reach him on Twitter at Smata_BB. And he's been a great addition to Friends of Fantasy Benefits and done really just a lot for the Invitational itself. Big shout out to our sponsor and friends over at rotoware.com, Kenneth Cashman, who is responsible for our intro and outro music, has been a great supporter of the Invitational and this podcast as well. So I wanted to give him a big shout out at the front of the episode as opposed to at the end of the episode like I usually do. So let's just jump right into my interview with Tim McLeod. Joining me now is Tim McLeod from Prospects 361. Tim, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Justin. Thanks for having me on. Looking forward to talking up some baseball.
Well, I'm really fortunate you were able to join me and you agreed to come on because you are one of my favorite people in the entire industry.
Well, thanks so much. What did I ever do to deserve those accolades, my friend? I'm just a Canuck living 100 miles north of nowhere, having some fun with a great game.
Well, you're one of the good guys, and not to say there aren't a ton of good guys in the industry, but maybe it's the Canadian thing. Maybe we're kindred spirits because we both have beards. Maybe it's the baseball, but you and I get along really, really well, and I always love having you on whatever podcast I'm doing.
Well, thanks so much for the kind words. Let's hope it's not my attempt at humor and all those puns I post on Facebook, Justin.
Those are great. You know, I know people say that puns are the lowest form of humor. I'm okay with living in the gutter when it comes to my humor.
Well, yeah, you know, you got to have something to post on Facebook that brings a little bit of a smile, maybe a groan, into some people's lives. At least that's my thoughts, anyways.
Exactly. Why don't you tell real quick how people can reach you on social media?
On social media, basically the only way you're going to get a hold of me is through Facebook. I got tired of the Twitter wars, Twitter battles, and all the rest of it. And for now, I have backed off on Twitter. So it's got to be Tim McLeod on Facebook. And you can reach me through that, just through my own Facebook page. Or you can reach me through Baseball 365, a Facebook page that has been started that is generating some interesting discussion. And again, a cheap, tawdry plug, but hey, head on over. There's some good people hanging out there. And I include myself as one of them, Justin.
I include myself as one of them, too. It's a fantastic group on Facebook. Lots of great baseball discussion and fantasy baseball discussion. If you're looking for people to weigh in on your teams or You know, you have thoughts about certain players and you want to get other people's opinions really quick. It's super active, a bunch of people in it. So definitely head over there if you're on Facebook and go check that out. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, the other place you can find me is at Patton and Company. I partake in Alex Patton's site and another site that's very, very active and more for the advanced player, but definitely a good place to visit if you're in the neighborhood.
How is your team doing in the Invitational?
Yes. We took a rather novel approach to drafting this year. We decided to draft hurt guys. Okay. I know it's hard to believe with all the choices out there, but you know, I think at the beginning of May, early May, we had inherited ourselves. We were in last place. And my good friend and partner in this venture, and it is Ian Kahn, and he renamed the team Bottoms Up at that stage, which was very appropriate. But, you know, Wilson Ramos, you know, we lost some time with Jose Altuve. Who else do we have? Will Myers, Kevin Kiermaier, Albert Pujols. One of my favorite pitching picks this year, Trevor Bauer. I believe at some point in time we own Trevor Bauer. Noah Syndergaard. Yes, we invested in the Mets medical infirmary, and that worked real well. So you know what? We're up right now into sixth place. We've been as high as third or fourth. So I'm really happy with our effort, considering all of the adversity that we've faced, Justin. And it's been a great format. Hey, kudos your way. You put together something that captivated the entire industry, and it's been a lot of fun. And we're looking forward to redeeming ourselves next year, my friend.
Well, I'm sure you guys will. You and Ian are both fantastic fantasy baseball minds. I look forward to having you guys in next year. And anybody who wants to try to get in next year can go over to tgfbi.com and hit the sign-up page and go ahead and sign up for next season. Just fill out all the questions and all that and all that good stuff. Has there been any issues with your league?
No, it's other than the fact that we haven't we drafted all those hurt players. Other than that, it's been good. No, it's been a lot of fun. You know, I definitely have to give a big tip of the cap to Eddie of Fake Teams and Shoeless Joe from Baseball HQ. They've had great years. Eddie's sitting at 133 and a half points right now. Shoeless at 116, and they've been 1-2 basically all year. And great job. They've stayed healthy, and hopefully one of those teams will end up near the top of the pile when the whole shooting match is compiled. Justin,
yeah, Eddie right now is currently second in the overall. And he's been dying to come on, and I keep telling him that, listen, I'm going to have you on, but I can't have you on if you're about ready to win the thing, because I'm going to bring the champion on to talk about their championship season, and if he's the champion, it's like, you know, I don't want to blow that a little bit early. So him and Clay Link and Frank Stanfill, you know, are right now in the top three, I think. You know, really anybody in the top 10 with a month to go probably has a pretty good chance. Shoeless Joe, that's Joe Pitaliski of Baseball HQ. He's in 10th place. So you had some strong competition in League 7. There weren't many cakewalks in those standings.
No, definitely not. You know, they've done a great job. And, you know, the other thing is, too, you might not want to have some of these guys on just for the Sports Illustrated thing. You know, you give them some cover a little bit before the race is over, and who knows what's going to happen, right?
I was just talking. I had a fantasy football draft last night for the Barf League, which is a Bay Area industry league that we've put together for the last few years, and Sammy Reed is running away with the baseball version of that league this year, and I won it the last season, and I, you know, I kind of mentioned in our little chat, like, hey, you know, I'm kind of sad. I got to turn my trophy over to Sammy, and Sammy's like, hey, don't jinx me. There's still time left.
Oh yeah,
he's got a 15 point lead with a month to go, but he's still very concerned that he could blow that.
Yeah, I was gonna say my buddy Lars in that league, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I see a post on that one, and that's quite the cast of characters you've assembled in the Barf League, Justin.
Yeah, it's a fun group. Ray Flowers and Howard Bender, and we host the drafts every year at Arbar Todd's bar called the Rec Room in San Francisco. So it's a fun gathering, and you and I got together at a fun gathering. This year for Tout Wars, and that was just a blast to actually get to sit down and talk with you and you know, have some drinks, and you got to meet my wife, and she loves you, and it was just a great time to get to actually see you and see other people in the industry.
Well, yeah, it was a really cool time. You know, there's so many people in the industry that I've met, and so many that I haven't, and I can certainly let you know it was a pleasure meeting you and Danielle, and talking some baseball, talking some life. It was a great time. And you know what, being that, you know, we have a certain shared addiction, at least I still have, I don't know if you do, it was nice to stand outside in the cold with somebody other than yourself, right?
This is true. Yeah, not many smokers still left in the world, but it's nice to have company when you're, you know, I mean, you're from Canada, so it probably wasn't as cold for you as it is for me now, having been living in California for like the last 20 years. So
it's, Yeah, I was going to say our weather is definitely a little bit different. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, when you get 6 months of winter, you get to appreciate that 2 months of summer between spring and fall all that much more, right?
Let's talk a little bit about you. How did you or when did you start following baseball and then start playing fantasy baseball?
Well, I started following, I'm an old Expos fan, and when they came into the league, hey, Canada's got a team. Canada's team is Montreal, and I just started following them, and through the early years, I loved Rusty Staub and Ron Hunt, and Bill Lee is still one of my favorite players, and he's still playing, and individuals in the game, so I got involved with the Expos, and around 1990, at that time, I was running a convenience store, and some of my customers, it was in a university, an area close to the university, they happened to mention, we were always talking baseball and sports, they happened to mention this real neat game that they were going to try, and it was called rotisserie baseball, and they asked me if I was interested, and this was 1990, I believe, and got involved in my first league in 1990, and it just sort of went from there. I loved the game. I loved the opportunity to attempt to prove that I could run a baseball team, and it's just been one fun story after another since, Justin.
You said you kind of grew up a Expos fan.
Right.
Do you have a team now? Are you a Blue Jays fan, or have you adopted an American team, or are you just still holding out hope the Expos will come back one day?
I'm still waving the flag. I was in Montreal this spring and caught one of the exhibition games, and I'm still an Expos fan. When it comes to the teams that are playing today, I have a tendency to want to root for the underdog, the small market teams. But I don't have any particular favorite. I'm still hoping at some point in time Montreal ends up with an expansion team.
I hope they do as well. I think it's kind of a shame that that there's no team in Montreal. It's a great city for baseball, and I think it deserves another shot at having a major league team.
Yeah, and culturally, it's a great environment. It really is. If you talk to most of the players that spent time in Montreal, They all have good things to say about the city, the community, the people. And yeah, I think they definitely deserve another opportunity. I'm still a little bitter with the way that ended, and I would like to be able to erase that from my memory at some point in time, Justin.
Well, we'll see if Commissioner Manfred will acquiesce that request. But how did you get into the fantasy industry?
Well, this is going back into the early 2000s. I ended up hanging out on a message board that was called Ask Roto Man. And it was run by Peter Kreitzer. And through the message board, I ended up getting into their site league that they were running at the time. And I did rather well. I had some good fortune with it. I think in the first 5 years, I think my worst finish was a fifth. Won it once or twice, a couple seconds. And I guess I got some attention because of that, and Peter gave me an opportunity to write an article about how we won the league. And at one point in time, he was looking for people that might be interested in writing and doing some work for the magazine. Well, at that point in time, I was really starting to get into Japanese baseball and researching. And one of the reasons for it was I wanted to try and get an edge on a lot of my teammates. And I mentioned to Peter that, I was following Japanese baseball, and there was this guy that's going to come over in another year or so, and his name's Matt Suzak. And when he does, he's going to break the bank. And lo and behold, Peter actually printed it in the magazine. That was my first player capsule, bragging about Dice K. Matsuzaka breaking the bank when he comes over. And lo and behold, he came over and broke the bank. And it just sort of grew from there. I've been involved with the providing the information on Japanese players and scouting for the Fantasy Baseball Guide now since, I believe, it's 2006. So that it just sort of grew from there. And from there, I won some leagues and got invited into some more. And it just kept growing and growing and growing. And it's still growing today, Justin, which is absolutely amazing. It really is. It's been a wonderful journey. It has.
Well, how did you get into kind of the Japanese baseball? Because I mean, that isn't something that most people gravitate towards, and you've become kind of my go-to person when it comes to like the Japanese and Korean leagues. So like what inspired you to kind of start following those?
Well, I think the key inspiration was the fact the league I was in, we could draft anybody, and I inherited an expansion team. And I was looking for any way to better my lot in life, and I saw an opportunity there. And the more and more that I looked into the game, the more and more I found that there was a real serious void in coverage coming out of Japan, especially when it came to looking at players who were potentially transferring to Major League Baseball, either through free agency or the posting procedure. So I saw an opportunity, and it just sort of grew and grew and grew. And over the years, I've been very fortunate in that I've nailed some of the players coming over. My most recent one, and this is definitely a success story, is Miles Michaelis from the Cards. Last fall, I started mentioning that he'd be a good possibility to return to Major League Baseball, and I'm absolutely thrilled with the year he's having. And hopefully the odd person listened to my prognostications and has benefited from it, Justin.
Yeah, Michaelis coming over and being so successful has been really interesting to watch, because it's – you know, we've had a couple examples of American players going over to Japan and then coming back. But I don't know if we've had anybody who has come back and been this successful after really being mediocre before they left.
Yeah, we've had a few. Colby Lewis mm-hmm. showed some life a few years ago when he returned from Japan. And of course, the biggest returning player that made a huge impact going back a number of years would, of course, been Cecil Fielder. Mm-hmm. that was when Cecil returned, he returned with a bang, a lot of long bangs, and he made a big difference. But again, it's just something I really enjoy. And when I first got into it, there was very, very little as far as English language reporting from the Japanese leagues. And some of the things that I went through over the years, like I'm fully functional in translator programs, Justin. And you know, you take articles and you translate them and try and pick information out of them. Plus, on top of that, courtesy of YouTube, having never been to Japan, at least there are lots of film and lots of tape one can watch. And I spend a lot of time on YouTube looking at tape, looking at film of some of these players, and I just love it. It's been absolutely great to me, and a lot of fun. And here's a name for you for next year: Yusei Kikuchi.
Okay, all right. You're gonna have to fill me in. Like, who is he? What position does he play? Because I have no idea. Like, I wait until I get your scouting reports.
Okay. Yeah. No. He's he's a lefty, a southpaw, and odds are good that his team, say, the Lions, are going to post him this offseason. It's something that he's wanted for a while. I would say he's probably the number two pitcher in Japan right now. Mm. So for those looking for an early name, Kikuchi is definitely somebody to keep on your radar, especially if you've got some sort of a fall draft. Where you can draft players in advance of them coming over. A lot of leagues have restrictions on when you can draft international talent. But if your league is drafting sometime in the fall on a sup draft, that sort of thing, file his name away, because you could get yourself a nice bargain there, Justin.
Awesome. That's a good name for the listener. You're also a big prospect guy. You do a prospect podcast with Rich. You're another one of those go-to guys for me when it comes to prospects. How did you kind of get into following that?
Well, actually, that's more Rich's forte. My involvement in prospects is I'm looking more to the shorter term, as compared to, like, you know, if you ask me what's the potential of this guy in low A. Okay, number one, I'm going to have to probably look them up, because there's only 10,000 baseball players in low A. But again, I play in four dynasty leagues. I have partners in all of them, some very good people, good friends. And through my involvement in dynasty league baseball, it has really got my attention when it comes to scouting and looking at players. But my focus is more on short term as compared to long term. And I'm a sucker for southpaws. You give me any southpaw with decent strikeout rates, low walk rates, and I'm probably going to be all over them. But again, it's Rich does more of the scouting, the in-depth scouting, as far as the podcast is concerned, and I'm more on the soon to arrive sort of guys, and the under the radar types. I've been very fortunate in picking up on quite a few over the years, and have a lot of fun with it.
All right, I always kind of end with a question about, for if someone is trying to get into the industry, they're interested in doing this either as a hobby or for a living, what advice would you give them?
Oh, what advice would I give somebody? Work hard. Okay. Be transparent, work hard. In my case, I've been very fortunate in that, I've met some truly wonderful people that have helped me immensely on my journey. And, when you're looking at sites and whatever, those people are so important to your development. They'll teach you how to write and how to structure things. And they, you know, it's a good industry. People will work with other people if they're interested and if they're willing to work hard. And the only thing I can say is, you know, take your time, be patient, work hard, play the game the right way, and eventually people will notice, and you'll start running a little bit more than walking. Does that make sense?
I think it makes a lot of sense, and I would definitely agree that I think some people think that they're going to be able to kind of jump in this and reach the pinnacle of the industry very quickly without very much hard work. But I know from personal experience, in order to make any headway, you have to do a lot. You have to be able to really produce a lot of content and quality content before anybody's really going to start noticing you.
Well, yeah, definitely. And, you know, when I look at yourself and your career, I can't believe how hard you work. When do you sleep, Justin? You know, between.
I don't.
Okay, you're young, you can get away with that. I'm old. I need my 10 hours a night, my friend. But no, it takes an awful lot of work and hard work. And if you're willing to put in that work and be patient, the rewards are definitely there.
Definitely. Why don't you plug all your work and then again remind people where they can reach you on social media?
Okay, you can find me at Baseball365, the Facebook page. You can find me at Patton & Company. During the regular season, I do a waiver wire article for Prospect 361. And every Sunday night, you can find me with my good friend Rich Wilson talking fantasy baseball on the 361 podcast. Your best bet to get a hold of me, again, is on Facebook, Tim McLeod, or join the Baseball 365 page. And you can talk to not only me, but also to other industry celebrities like the great Justin Mason.
I love when people call me a celebrity. That's always fun.
you're welcome. You're welcome.
Tim, thank you so much for joining me.
It's been a pleasure, Justin. Thanks for having me, and good luck down the stretch with all your teams, and be well, my friend.
Good luck with yours as well. That's going to do it for this episode of the Great Fantasy Baseball Invitational. Again, you can reach me on Twitter at JustinMasonFWFB, or hit me up on Facebook, where I'm active as well. You can reach Tim over on Facebook on his Facebook group, Baseball365, or hit him up or go follow his work over at Prospects 361, which is a great podcast and website, and Patton & Company, where he does a lot of his writings as well. And I really appreciate Tim spending some time to kind of talk to me about his team and his path within the industry, because he is definitely one of those great dudes that I love talking to and always gives me time whenever I ask for it. So I really appreciate him. Again, big shout out to RotoWear, where you can get fantastic fantasy apparel and a lot of Justin Mason apparel. It just seems like every other week, Kenneth is throwing up a new Justin Mason shirt. So definitely go check that out over on RotoWear.com or on Amazon.com. Just type in RotoWear Classics or Justin Mason, and I think you'll find a bunch of the just odd t-shirts he's made up for me, including a woman's bathing suit. So if you haven't checked that out, definitely go do that. Big thanks to Fantrax for hosting the podcast, as well as all the leagues in the Great Fantasy Baseball Invitational. Wouldn't have been able to do what we've done this year without them. So going to have Van Shipley from Fantrax on next week, and he's been a great up-and-comer within the industry, and it does a lot of the work from behind the scenes on the podcast and the site as well. So looking forward to that next week. And we're winding down the season. We're almost to the end of the year, and we will get the champion on the podcast. I will force him or her to come on. Clay Link in a tough battle with Eddie from Fake Teams and BP. It's going to come down to the wire, so we're definitely going to be following that. Go check out the standings and sign up for the Great Fantasy Baseball Invitational if you want on our website, tgfbi.com. For Tim and myself, thank you for listening. Have a fantastic baseball season.
First place in my league. Got a blockbuster on my way and a pickup on my sleeve. They call my team insane. Say I'm the one to beat. So you better bring your A game and start playing, cause every single week another win for me.
Yo, commissioner, you can just pay me now. City win first. first place, then take a bow. Finish on top, I'ma set the standard. Don't believe me, you could check the standing. When I draft, I'll make smart selections. Got more sleepers than a narcoleptic. Meet your match, kid, my lineup's nasty. It's far-fetched, thinking you might catch me. No surprise, I'm taking home the prize. Only time I rest is a playoff bye. Make amazing finds off the waiver wire. All day and night, better stay retired. See me in first, all proud and cozy. Bro, please, I can't even count my trophies. Bragging, even with my bats are slumping, I'ma pack a punch, that track a junkie.
I'm the one that don't wanna play. First place in my league. Got a blockbuster on my way, and a pickup on my sleeve. They call my team insane. Say I'm the one to beat, so you better bring your A game.